Okay, today is Daf Nun Vav. We are on Daf Nun Hey. We are on the fourth wide line. Amar of Yochanan. Yochanan said, this is a very famous Gemara. Everybody knows this Gemara. This is the famous Kamsa Bar Kamsa Gemara. Here we go. My Dichsev. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Ashrei Adam Mafachei Tamid? Fortunate is the man who is always afraid. Umak Shalibo Yipal Barah. Right? And what does that mean? Mak Shalibo Barah. And he that hardens his heart will come to harm. Right? Akamsa bar kamsa charv Yushalayim. Because of kamsa and bar kamsa, Yushalayim was destroyed. A tarnagola, tarnagolta charv turmarka. Because of tarnagola, a chicken and a female chicken and a male chicken, turmalka was destroyed. And ashaka derispak charv betar. And because of the side of a wagon, betar was destroyed. Akamsa bar kamsa charv Yushalayim. Now what does that mean? Akamsa bar kamsa charv Yushalayim. Who or Kamsa and Bar Kamsa? So, Rashi says, Kach Shem Shnei Yehudim. These are the names of two Jews. The commentaries discuss that Rashi comes to tell you that it wasn't a father and a son. Correct. Which many people say it was. Many Rishonim say it was a father and a son. Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. He sent it to the wrong, he sent it to the son, not the father. The father, not the son. Rashi says, no, it's the name of two Jews. So it's a machlok, it's okay. Anyway, Dahu Gavra, there was his fellow, Derachme Kamsa, he was friends with Kamsa, Baal Debabe de Bar Kamsa, he was enemies with Bar Kamsa. Avad Suda, so he made a Suda, Amale, Lashame, he said to his servant, Zil Icy Li Kamsa, go bring me Kamsa. Azal, he made a mistake, Icy Li Bar Kamsa, they brought Bar Kamsa. Asa, Ashkeche, Dahavi Yosef, so the fellow saw that Bar Kamsa sitting at his suda. Amalei michti. Hu garva debal bevorid hu garva. You're my enemy. My bazach. What are you doing here? Kum, get up. Puk and get out. Amalei. So he told him, well, hol vasai. Since I'm here already, shavkon. Let me sit here. Don't embarrass me. V'avinolach teme ma'achilna v'shasina. And I'll pay whatever I ate and drank. Amalei lo. He said no. Amalei. I'll pay for half the suda. Amalei lo. No. Amalei, yavina lach to make kula suda. I'll pay for the whole suda. Mistama, it was a wedding. We don't know for sure, but that's mistama what it was. I'll pay for the whole thing. Amalei lo. No. Nakte picked him up, bide with his hand. V'ukme, you know, stood him up. V'afke, threw him out. Amari said, Bar Kamsa said, Ha'ol v'havayasri rabbanon, the rabbanon sitting there. Who was there? I saw Velo Machi Bey. They didn't protest. Shma Mina Kanichaluhu. They thought. They agreed. Who was it? So I saw one of the Chornim said it was Rav Zechariah ben Avkulas.
Who?
Rav Zechariah ben Avkulas was sitting there. Why didn't he say anything? It's a few reasons. First of all, maybe he thought maybe he's right. Stop meddling in someone else's. You don't know the story. Maybe he was a strong arm. Couldn't. You know, not always to blame everybody. Right? Sometimes it's beyond his control. But it's interesting that some.
Why would he say it's him?
Because he's in the story in a few minutes.
Obviously, it's more than one.
I hear. Anyway, Hazal,
Mochel Bay. Do we have anything else on him besides this?
Yeah, there's one. He appears one other place in Shas. One other place in Shas with him. In somewhere in Masechta Shabbos. Amalei. Where am I? Azal Echel Bay Kurtza Bimata. He said, I'm gonna go and slander the Jews, even though he's a Jew, slander the Jews to the king, to the Caesar. Azal he went. Amale Lekeza, he told the Caesar, if it's actually the Caesar or his underlings, Mardu Bach Yehudai, the Jews are rebelling against you. Amale, me Amar, who told you? Amale, Shadalu Kurbana, send a carbon. Chazis, let's see. Ima carbon lay if they're gonna accept it. Because the halacha is that you're allowed to accept an ola from a guy.
Right.
So Azal he went, Shadar Bidei Igla Tilsa. They sent an Igla Tilsa. It's a machlokas what that means. Either it's a third a calf, it's third its age, or it's a third calf that's born, whatever it is. Bahade de Ka'asi, while I was traveling, Shadar Bei Muma. Bar Kamsa made a mum. De Beniv Sifasayim in the lip, Vamuled Beduka Shiva'ayin, something in the eye. It's a mum. Dildidon have a mum. We consider that a mum. Lididu la mum. That's not a mum. What kind of mum is that? That wouldn't bother them. The Rabbanan thought to bring it because it's Shalom Malchus. Right? Make for the king happy. Amalahu, Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas, Yomru Bali Mumin Kraven Lagabi Mizbeach. Is that what people are going to say? That a Balmum could be brought for the on the Mizbeach? I think that, I don't remember now because I don't have my Gemara here. I think the Magen Avraham said from here that they were right. Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas was wrong. Right? Because in a minute we're going to say, because of him, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Right? So they were right. So for Shalom Malchus, it's not Bekuach Nefesh. It's not going to die. If you're going to die, of course. It's not going to die. It's Shalom Malchus. What does Shalom Malchus mean? Not Bekuach Nefesh. A different thing, a different geder. Right? So you see this wiggle room when it's Shalom Malchus. Right? There's no wiggle room. You can't change halachas for that. See, he's wrong. Anyway, so I have a limitale. I wanted to kill Bar Kamsa. That's already a different thing. To kill Bar Kamsa is very different than, okay, so we'll bring an animal with a mum. Now, according to the Chayyab and of Kulas, there's no difference. Right? So I have a limitale. The low lazel, you shouldn't go tell. So Velema, and go and tell. I'm a little bit of Chayyab and of Kulas. Yomu matal mum, but be hurry? What, if you put a mum on something, you're going to get killed for that? People are going to say? I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. So I saw in the Masifta they said that it must have been that there were Romans with him. I don't know, somehow. It's a good question. Amar B'Yochanan, in Vanasuno Shalom Zechariah ben Avkulas, the humility of Zechariah ben Avkulas, it's a funny word what that means, Hechriva es Basenu, destroyed the house, Sarfa es Hecholenu, burnt down the Hechol, V'Haglisenu me'artsenu, and exiled us from the land. And right, and we're still sitting in that exile. Right? Shadar iluvaihu l'neiran kesar. They sent a message to Nero. Ki ka'asi, when he came, shadar gira l'mizrach, when he shot an arrow to the east, asa nafal bi Yerushalayim. It went toward Yerushalayim. L'mayrav, asa nafal Yerushalayim. To the west, toward Yerushalayim. L'ar baruchos hashamayim, asa nafal bi Yerushalayim. No matter what direction he shot the arrow, it went to Yerushalayim. So the truth is, one of the four directions is not an ace.
Yeah.
One direction faced Yerushalayim. So what's the shot here?
He kept turning.
Amalei liyinuka. See, amalei liyinuka. So he told a child, psokli psukech. Tell me what you learned today. This is a form of a form of nevuah. Whatever the kid said, it's some kind of nevuah. Such an idea. Anyway, Amalei told him, V'nasati astigmasi be'edom, I'm going to take my revenge against Edom, biyad ami Yisrael, right? Through my hand, through Israel. So Amar, so Nero said, Kudja baruchu, boy lecharuve beise, he wants to destroy the base of Hamikdash, uboy lekapuri yadei bahu gavra, and he's going to wipe his hands with me, I'm going to be the shayach for this. Arak, he uprooted himself, Azal, he went, V'igayer, he was Megayer, Fenafak Minei, Reb Meir. And Reb Meir descended from Nero. So is this the Nero? The Emperor Nero? It's hard to imagine. Yeah. Emperor Nero ran away, became a Ger.
Yeah.
And Reb Meir is his grandfather. It's hard to imagine that.
Yeah, because there's no proof for it.
There's no proof for it, right. Also, didn't Nero die?
Nero was killed.
He was killed, right? So it's a little bit of a hard, historically. It doesn't have to necessarily be the Nero. It could be one of these generals or one of these other officers who had the same name Nero. That could be.
When they say Kaisar, they're usually talking about the Roman governor anyway.
Right. Not necessarily the emperor of Rome.
It
could be, right. It could be somebody, some underling. Anyway, the only problem with that is that now the next person is going to be the emperor. Shadrei alivaihu l'aspasianus Kaisar. Then he sent Aspasianus, which in English is Vespasian, and it calls him Caesar.
Caesar.
Right? Caesar. So, historically, from Nero to Vespasian, there were three emperors in between, and each one ruled less than a few months.
Yeah,
right? Who were they? Galba, Atho, and Vitellius. Those are the three emperors in between Nero and Vespasian. Because in a minute, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is going to call him Caesar. So, well, not the Caesar. He's going to get a message. No, the Caesar died, and you're the Caesar.
Right.
So, historically, that all fits. This Nero thing with the Remeir, with the Gairus, is a little questionable, right? It's a little funny. We don't have any proof for it. Could be it's true. I'm not arguing on the Gemara. But to say that it was the Nero, it's hard to say.
It's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Asa, Tsar Oleh Tlashne. He made a siege on the city for 3 years. Hava Buhuhani Tlasa Atiri. There were three very rich people. Nakdima Ben Gurion, Ben Kalba Sebuah, and Ben Tzitzis HaKeses. Nakdima Ben Gurion, Shenak Dolocha Bavuro. Why is he called Nakdima Ben Gurion? Because the son once waited for him. He owed money. He said, I'll pay back by sundown. So he didn't have the money yet. So the son waited till he got the money to pay back his, right? Ben Kalba Sebuah, Shkol Nichnas Lebeso Kishu Rav Kekelev. He went in hungry like a dog. Yotze Kishu Saveya. He came out awful. What do you mean hungry like a dog? A dog's more hungry than anyone else? What does that mean? I don't know.
It's an expression, I guess.
Ben tzitzis akeses, shayza tzitzis and agabe kistos. His tzitzis were dragged on carpets. Ike the army, others say, shayza kisaso mutelas ben gedole romi. His seat, according to this pshat, tzitzis was his name. And what is ben tzitzis akeses? He was the ben tzitzis, the fellow who sat in Rome. Right? His kise was mutelas ben gedole romi. Anyway, charam aluhu, anazaini luhu, bidachiti visaori. I'll supply the wheat and the barley. Charam aluhu, bidachamra, bidamilcha. I'll supply the salt and the wine. Umishcha, and the oil. Vacharam aluhu, bidachivi. And I'll supply the wood. Vishibchu rabbanon, lidachivi. The rabbanon praised the one who said he'll supply it with the wood. Why? The Rav Chista said, kol aklidi, tahavi, masal lashame. All the keys to all my storehouse I gave to my servants. Bar mitzvah, not the wood, that I kept for myself. We would keep the liquor cabinet for ourselves, right? Rav Chista kept the wood cellar for himself, the wood storage. Rav Chista, a kalba dechiti, you want to make a measure of wheat, you want to make bread, whatever, boy, shitin a kalba dechivi. You need 60 times as much bread and wood to burn the fuel for the fire, for the oven, to make a small amount. So the wood's the most precious. Havilahu lemezan eshim v'chad shata. They were able to support the city for 21 years. Have a buhani brioni. There were these brioni ruffians. Amru le rabbanon nepuk v'neved shlama bahadaihu. Let's make peace. So the Gemara says, they answered back, they said to the rabbis, lo shafkinhu. It's not going to work. They're not going to let. The Romans won't let. Amalahu. Well, did I say that right? Yeah. Right? Let's make peace with the Romans. Oh, I'm sorry. Lo shavku means the Baryonim wouldn't let. I'm sorry. The Baryonim wouldn't let. Amru lehu neibak v'navid krav ba'adayu. Let's go fight them. Amru le rabbanon lo mistayim ilza. It's not going to work. It's not going to be successful. So I saw an interesting vart that that the Baryonim said, we the Gemara says this. There's a statement somewhere that during the times of the second base at the over here, this time the Bnei Yisrael had the most learning Torah. Right? The most learning Torah. The tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. So the Bayonim said, we have Torah on our side. Why would we lose? Right. And they answered back, Lo Mistaya Milsa. What's Milsa? Comes to the word words. It's Lashon Hara, that doesn't matter. If the Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara, it doesn't matter how much Torah you have. It's not going to be, it's an amazing word. It doesn't matter how much Torah you have, it's not going to be successful. Right? They were right, and they were right. It's a good word. We have Torah, let's go fight. No. You have to put all the Torah in the world. Without avas chinam and without watching other people, other Jews, there's no way that's not going to make what?
It's basically a civil war. Though.
Correct. Anyway,
each other.
Right, exactly. So that's what he said. We have Torah. Good, we have Torah. It's wonderful. Doesn't make a difference. Not going to help.
Yeah. Because they're not really keeping everything in the Torah.
Right. So there's two things: there's learning Torah and there's keeping the Torah. Right? We all know that those two things are very different. Right? They're very different. They shouldn't be, but they are.
Yeah.
You have these people learning Torah for 10, 12, 13, 15, 18 hours a day, but they don't keep so much of it. Right? Anyway, Kamu Kalanhu Lahani Amibri Techiti Visa'ari Favikafna. They went down, burnt down all those storehouses, and there was a famine. So Marta Bas Baisas, Atirta di Yerushalayim Havia. How do they translate that? She was rich, or she was the richest?
The wealthiest.
So I saw one of the Achronim said, and she didn't offer anything for the city. The three of these people did. She didn't say a word.
Apparently, she didn't have anything but wealth.
Huh?
Apparently, What do you mean? She was the richest person in Yerushalayim.
Yeah,
the richest woman in Yerushalayim.
They weren't looking for money.
What?
And you can see she didn't have any food.
But what happened before they burnt everything down? And everyone was sitting pretty. What did she offer? She offered nothing. Then what does it mean she was the richest if she had nothing, no food? What does it mean she was the richest?
Money. She had money.
What? She had on paper. On paper.
She had jewels and silver. Gold.
So
actual commodities. Maybe she was married to one of these guys who learned. That's why she was wealthy.
Fine, but she didn't offer anything. Anyway, Havishadarta Lashluche, she said to his servant, this is a very difficult Gemara. Every time we learn this, we don't understand it. Because Va'amrle, Zil Isli Smita, go bring me fine flour, you know, the good stuff. Adazel, he went, his daven, it was sold. Asi, he came back, Amalu, Smita Leka, Chavarta Ika. No, they don't have that, they have the second grade. So Amrle, so Zil Isli, go get that. Adazel, while he went, his daven, it got sold out. Asa Va'amrle, La, he came back and told her, Chivra Saleka Gushku Ika. Okay, the third, we don't have that either. We don't have that either. We have now the third grade. Amalei, Zil Isli, Isli, go get that. Ada Azel is David. While he went, got sold out. Asa Va'amrle, Gushku Leka, Kimcha Tetsari Ika. Now we don't have that. They have to be the lower grade now. Amrle, where am I? Amrle, Zil Isli, go get it. Ada Azel is David. It was sold out. Have a Shlifa Masani. She took off her shoes. Amra, she said, Apuk, Ve'echzi, E, Mishkanta, Midi Lemechal. Let's see if I can find something to eat. Itzivle, Prarta, Bekara, her foot touched some dung that was in the street. Umesa, and she died.
Why did she have her shoes?
I don't know.
She
didn't have shoes?
She's not wearing shoes, I don't know.
And anyway, she died. The point is that she was such a rich person, and she was so pampered that caused her to, she was such a shock, caused her to die. Kari Allah Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Harakalach Vahanuga, the soft and the delicate, Asher Lo, this is a Kaf Ragla, never even went barefoot, and look at her end, so she died. Ikadam, others say, Grog was Rav Tzadok Achla, she died because she ate the fig of Rav Tzadok. What's that? Vestanya, she got sick, Umeis, and she died. What's that about? Rav Tzadok Yosef, Arbon, Shnin, Petanesa. Rav Tzadok sat for 40 years before the destruction, the Lo Lechav Yishlev, that shouldn't be destroyed. He have a achal midi when he would eat something, have a mischaze me'abra. You could see it going down his body. He have a baria when they were trying to revive him back to health. Maisi le gurgris, they took a fig. Mayit, they squeezed it, right? Mayit mi'ayhu, they squeezed it. Vishadi in water, whatever, and they gave him to drink. You don't give a guy a steak. The guy hasn't eaten in 40 years. Slowly you have to bring him back to health. Kavi karnicha nafshe. When she was dying, Ifkita lakal dava vakaspa, she took all her gold and silver, shadise, mishuka, she threw it into the street, umra, she said, hi lamai mi boiler. What do we need this for? I don't need. Vahai dechsev, that's what it says, kaspam bechutzos yashlichu. They're going to throw the silver into the street. Okay? Nothing to say.
No, it seems like
the story says it all.
He
wasn't a Navi.
So how did he see it?
He had some kind of...
I saw that. He saw what was going on at the time.
You don't have to be a Navi. One of the Achronim said...
He knew 40 years in advance what was going on?
Well, yeah, once... So 40 years... What happened 40 years before the Korban? What happened? 40 years before the Korban, what happened? The Sanhedrin was thrown out or left Yerushalayim. Okay, the beginning of the end,
yeah.
Right? By the way, there were people in Europe that warned of what was going to happen. You don't have to be a Navi to see what was going to happen.
No,
you don't have to be a Navi to see that.
I agree with you, but you're trying to standing.
What? It's standing, yeah, it's standing. The buildings are there. So?
And
right?
During the war, they knew that...
Before the war, 10 years, they saw the writing on the wall. You don't have to be a Navi to see it. All you have to do is not be blind. Don't put your head in the sand. That's all you have to do. What?
Don't put your head in the sand.
You don't have to be a Navi.
Okay.
Abasikra, that was his name, Reish Brionid Yerushalayim. He was the head of the Binyonim. But interesting, he was normal. Right? And Bar Achte, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was the nephew of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's sister's son. And he was normal. Havishalachle called Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and said, Tabitzina, come in private, come see me. Asa, he came. Amalei, ad emas avinatiu, hachi, fikatlinu le la'alma bekafna. How long he let this go and keep the whole city going to starve? So Amalei, so Abba Sikra said, my Abba, what can I do? I'm hands are tied. Di amina luhumi, di katli li, they'll kill me. In other words, even though he was the head, he realized that it got out of control. Amalei, chazile takanta ludidi. I got to do something, says Rebbe Yochanan Metzake. Deipik efshin du hatala porta. Maybe I could do a little hatala, something I could save. So Amalei, nekot nafshecha bikatiri. Send out word that you're sick. Velesi kule alma v'lishayilbach. Everyone's going to ask how you're doing. They're going to get your name. They're going to say tehillim for you. Then, v'aisi midi saria. Bring in something smelly. The agani gabach, I put it near you. V'leimru denach nafshe. We'll spread the word you died. V'alayu bach talmudach. And then your students will be able to get you out of the city. V'lo la'ayilbach inish achwini. Don't let other people do it. Why? D'lo l'ragshan bach. They shouldn't sense that there's something wrong with you. The kol at, because you're going to be light, because you're going to be alive. The inu yada the cholol the chaya cholol mimisa, because we all know live is lighter than dead. Avad Hachi, he did all that. Nichnas bo Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Eliezer mitad echad v'Rabbi Yehoshua mitad acher. Those were the two people that carried him out. Kimatu lepischa, when he got to the entrance of the city, bo lemidkere, the bar yonim wanted to stab him to make sure he's really dead. What kind of thing is that? People are going to say you stabbed a rabbi. Bo amid chafei, they wanted to push him. Amalahu yom rabbanan dechafu. That's what they're going to say about you. You push dead rabbis. You push them around. So paschule, they open up baba v'nafet. Let him out. Kimata lahasam. When he got to Vespasian's camp, Amar, he said, Shalom alecha, Malka. Shalom alecha, Malka. Peace to you, King. Peace to you, King. Amalei mechavis trei katala. You chayev twice. Misa. Chada, first of all, delav malkana. I'm not the king. Fakarile, the kakarile is malkana. And you call me the king. Visu, also, e malkana, if I am the king, ada idna amayla osis legabe. How come you didn't come see me before? So amale, dika amar delav malkana. The fact that you said you're not the king. Ibra, it's true. Malkaat, you are the king. Or you will be the king. The lav malkaat, because if not for the king, lo minsura yushalayim bidecha. Yushalayim that won't be given over to you. Dixiv, because it says, v'halavonon ba'adir yipol. The levonon will fall to the adir. V'ein adir el melech. Adir is a melech. Dixiv, v'haya adir mimenu. Good. V'ein levonon el beis hamikdash. Shenema ha'ara tov azeh v'halavonon. And v'kidamarti imalka no amayla kosis legabai. How come I didn't come sooner? Ado idna, till now. So b'yon disban lo shafkinon. The b'yon didn't let me out. What can I do? So amalei. So Vespasian says to Yochanan ben Zakkai, ilu chavis shol dvash. If you have a barrel of wine, v'darkon karach aleha, and there's a snake wrapped around the barrel, lo hayeshovron es hachavis b'shvil darkon, wouldn't you break the barrel? I'm not exactly sure what that means. Yeah, how does breaking the barrel...
That's the question.
How does breaking the barrel get rid of the snake? How does that exactly happen?
You can get it to wine.
What? No, you can't get it to anything. Then it's broken, then everything spills out.
He's being the spoiler.
Who's being the spoiler?
That's what he's telling you. You break the barrel. You're being the spoiler on it. That's what he wants to destroy your shalayim. Same reason.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Ishtak, he didn't answer him back. Karyale Rabbi Yosef, Vitem Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef said, and some say Rabbi Akiva said, I'm not sure why this is backwards. Rabbi Akiva was before Rabbi Yosef.
Way before.
So what does this mean? Rabbi Yosef said Amura. Rabbi Yosef said it, and some say even Rabbi Akiva said it. Right? Shouldn't it be the other way around? I don't know. Anyway,
but it's being decided over right afterwards, as was being written, it's something that was known by Rabbi Yosef to be said.
I hear you.
So they said, oh, Rabbi Yosef said it, and somebody said, oh, it also was said by
Rabbi Akiva. I hear, okay. Anyway, what did he say? It's quoted a pasuk. The pasuk says, Meshiv chachamim achar v'datav yisakol. Hashem turns wise people backwards and makes the thinking foolish. Why? Hiboilu, you should have told him. Hiboilu lemar. Le, shafkin on tavza. I should have take tongs. Vishalklin on le, ladarkon. You get rid of the snake. Vikatlin le, you kill it. Vichavita shavikin le, and vichavita shavikin le. And the barrel doesn't have to get broken. In other words, that's what I'm doing here. I was able to come here. You're the tongs. You can save the day. He didn't say that. Adahachi asi peristika alei miromi. While this was going on, a messenger came in from Rome. Amalei kum, get up. Demitz le Caesar. The Caesar died. Va'amar hani chashivi diromi.
and in the Senate in Rome, whoever did that, losivach peresha, they made you the emperor. Have sayim chad mesaneh. At this point, Vespasian had one shoe on. Boyle mesayim achrini wanted to put on the other shoe. Loyal, it didn't fit. Boyle mishvalei leidach, he wanted to take off his other shoe. Lo nothing, couldn't take it off. Amar my high, what's going on here? Amalei loved it. Star, don't worry about it. Shmua tova isilach. You just heard good news. Dichsev shmua tova to dashen atzem. Good news makes the bones fat. Ela my takante. How do I put my shoes back on? Lazy inish, bring a person to lo misavidaita who you don't like. Mine over here. V'lachalif kamach, let him stand in front of you. Dichsev v'ruach necha tiyavish karam. I see him. You see him? Oh my goodness, my brother-in-law's here. El yeah. Son, you can put your shoe back on. My mother-in-law, right? Avad Hachi, he did that, the aisle, and it worked. Amalei. So, also strange, come over here. Umayachad de Hakimi Kulai. So, you're so smart, Biochan Mazaka. Adho idna, amaylo, us is like a boy. How come he didn't come see me sooner? So, Amalei, Velo Amrilach, didn't I tell you that? Amalei, Anana Amrilach. I also told you back something, no? Amalei, you hear this? What's that?
Visiting
what?
The question.
Yeah. Mazel Izilna, I have to go. Says, I gotta go to Rome. Right? The Inish Achrina Mishadarna. I'm going to send someone else now to continue the siege. Ella, boy minai midi, ask me anything, de et ten lach, and I'll give it to you. So we all know this famous Gemara, Amalei, ten li Yavna v'chachameha, give me, don't spare Yavna and its chachamim, v'shul shulta de Rabbi Gamliel, and the legacy, the chain, the descendants of Rabbi Gamliel, and v'asvasa de Messiah le Rav Tzadok, and a doctor to heal Rav Tzadok. So, Kari Aleh Rabbi Yosef, Vitam Rabbi Akiva, again, Meshev Chachamim Achar Vidaitam Yisakel, Iboy Lemay Marley, he should have said, Leshav Kiru Chadazimna, he should have said, go back this one time, let it go. Right? So, here, now there's an answer why he didn't say that. For who, Safar, Rabbi Yochanan Vidaitam, he thought to say that. He thought about that.
What was he going to say back?
He was going to say for Vespasian, pack up your bags, let it go this one time.
Let what go?
Let the siege go.
Let the siege
go. Go back home.
Go home
and forget about it. Right. So Savar Lay, but what, now Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai thought about that before. We said he didn't think about what the thing with the tongs. He thought about it. Savar mi Dilma kulei hai lo avid. Now Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Vespasian wouldn't have agreed to that,
right?
Hatala porta nami lo havi. He wouldn't have agreed to anything. You ask for, I want a doctor. I'll give you a doctor. Shkoyach, right? You ask, go home. What do you mean go home with 100,000 soldiers? They're not going anywhere, right? The lo havi itzvasa demes. Okay, lo havi wouldn't have done that. So it's Vasa de Messiah Leila of Tadok. My high, what is that? Yomakama, the first day, Ashkua Maya de Pe'eri. They drained some fruit in water. Lamachar Maya de Sipuka. The next day, some better water, some better, maybe some grain or something. Lamachar Maya de Kimcha, then wheat. Ah, de Ravach Maya, porta. Slowly, slowly, but surely. They got him back to health.
He was willing to eat. No, I don't get it.
Yeah, I guess so.
His problem was he's fasted for it, so okay.
And it's not realistic. Without an ace, to fast for 40 years.
You mean at night he must eat.
Unless you eat at night, or Shabbos, or something. You can't fast for 40 years, it's not possible. What?
You can't fast for a week.
You can fast for a week.
Without any water.
For sure.
Yeah, but...
It gets tight.
No, I just learned yesterday. Rob mentioned this. The biggest nace of all of Torah is that Moshe fasted 40 days. That's the biggest nace. Okay. So this is 40 years. Obviously something...
No, he obviously right. ate something. He just ate exactly what he needed. He didn't need any extras. Yeah. He didn't have snacks. Has to be.
They said
what? Well,
he ate
going down. Well, what does that mean? Snacks?
He needed enough to sustain him.
Yeah, exactly. So either he ate at night, or he ate every other night, or in the Shabbos, or Yontif, or something. It's not possible. So I'm not sure what all of a sudden. It's a good question. Why now he's eating? Now is the worst time. Now it's Mamash Lechorban's happening. So now he's eating.
Yeah.
It's a good question. I don't know.
Because
now it's over.
Yeah.
So the fasting is over. There's nothing more I can do.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, now it gets really bad. Azal Shadre Letitas. He sent Titus, which actually was Vespasian's son. And the Amar, he said, Eilehem Otsur Chasayubo. Who is the, where is that? He said, where is their God, the rock in which they seek refuge? Zed Titus Harasha. This is Titus Shechire Vegidev Klapimala. He cursed and cursed different kind of curses against Hashem. Ma also, what did he do? Tafa Zona. Beyad took a Zona in his hand. Vinechlas Lebeis Kodesh Kedashim. He went to the Kodesh Kedashim. Vitzia Sefer Torah. He put a Sefer Torah on the ground. Va'avar Aleha Avera. He had relations with a Zona on a Torah in the Kodesh Kedashim. Can't think of anybody worse than that. Ben Adal Sayef, he took a sword, the Gider is a Peroches, and he slashed the Peroches, Venas and Nace, and Nace happened, Fayadam Bavatsves, Fiyotse. The Dam poured out. So I saw one of the before. What does that mean, the Dam poured out? What?
This is starting to bleed.
People are about to mention this.
That what?
Every time that they splashed the thing on it, there was nothing showing on top of it. But after, when he finally split it, all those bloods that they were throwing out of the Peroches from all those years finally came out.
Well, what's the message? The message was Hashem is saying, all your kaparas are nothing. I don't want all your kaparas. All your kaparas go back. Right? It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable musar. Anyway, Kasavar Haragatatmo, he thought that he killed Hashem. Shenemar, like it says, Shago Tsurecha, Bekerev Moadecha, Samu Ososam Osos. Right? Hashem's enemies roared in the meeting place. They established their signs as true signs. Okay. Abachanan Omer, Mikamocha Chasin Ka. Who is like you, Hashem, the strong one? Mikamocha chasin fakasha. He's strong and firm. Shata shomea niutzo vikidufa shal also rasha v'shalsek. You heard all that blasphemy, and you didn't say a word, Hashem. You were quiet. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, mikamocha ba'elim Hashem. Who is like you, the mighty ones of Hashem? Mikamocha ba'elimim. Who's like you among the quiet ones, the ones that don't talk? Ma'asa, what did he do? Natal sa peroches. He took the peroches. Vasa kamin gergusni. He made it like, I don't know, some kind of bag.
A wine carrier,
fine. He put all the kelim of the base of Mikdash in there. Bahem, he went in a boat. To show off, to glorify in his city what he took from Israel. Notice it never says that he destroyed the base of Mikdash. The Gemara never says it. All of a sudden he's back in Rome. He's down the boat now. Never mentions it. It's very interesting.
Isn't it a
question of
Kedashim? Don't you think you already got there?
Right. Shenemar, like it says, Kavurim, right? It says, and then I saw the wicked man, Uva'u, that they came, Umimakam Kodesh Yahalechu, they left the holy place, Vayishtachachu Be'ir Asher Kain Asu. And the city will be forgotten of the things that they did. Al Tikri, don't read it, Kivurim, that it was buried, Ella Kivutzim, but they gathered. Al Tikri, Vishtachachu, don't read that they forgot, Ella Vayishtabchu, that they praised. In other words, that they were praising that all the glory that they took from Eretz Yisrael. Right? Igad Amri, others say, no, Kivur Mamash, it means Mamash Kivur, buried things. Dafilu Mili Dimitamran Igailahu Lahon. Even the hidden treasures of the Jews, somehow they found it all. Anyway, Amar Alav Nachshal Shabiyam, there was a storm. Latavo to drown the boat. Amar, so Tina said, Kimaduma ni, it appears to me, Shalokheyam shall elu, ein givurasa el b'mayim. This God of the Jews only can do things with water, right? Ba Pyro, Tava b'mayim, we drowned him. Ba Sisra, Tava b'mayim, right? Sisra came, we drowned him. Afhu, omid alai, lativuni b'mayim. So too, he's going to drown me, right? Im Gibarhu, if Hashem really has any strength, Yale Liabasha, let him send me to dry land. Fiasi ibn Muhammad and do battle with me. So Vyatza Baskal Vamrlo, Rasha, Ben Benoshal, Ace of Arasha, Beryakala Yeshibalam, I have a small creature in my world, Yitush Shema. It's called the Yitush. What's a Yitush in English?
A gnat.
Am I Karile Beryakala? Why is it called the Beryakala? The Ma'alna Isla, it takes in, Umafatna Lesla, but it doesn't excrete. So this is not a normal creature. Not that we know of any creature that does this. If it goes to the bathroom. Alalei Abasha, they went up to the sure enough, the boat docked. V'te'asa ima mochama. And Hashem did battle with him. Alalei Abasha, ba'yitosh, this gnat came, nichnas b'chotmo, went into his brain, v'nakar b'mocha oshev hashanim. And it was pecking away at him for 7 years. You can imagine that. Yomachad, one day, havikachalaf ababa de be'nafcha, he passed by a smith, Shama kol arzafta, he heard the sound of the hammer, and ishtik, the gnat stopped. He said, 7 years, I have menucha. Omar, he said, ikatakanta, kol yom maisi nafcha umachu kamei, Omar, ikatakanta, kol yom, every day, maisi nafcha, he brought a smith, umachu kamei, and he let him bang in front of him. For a guy, he gave him 4 zuz for the day. Lisrof to a Jew, amalu mistayach tekachazes pesanach. It's enough. Your payment is enough that you see me in pain like this. Ad plus, you know, after 30 days, avad hachi, right? Mikan ve'elech kiven the dosh. After 30 days of doing this, the neck got used to the noise, and he went back. He went back to pecking at the brain. Tanya, amalu Rav Pinchas ben Aruva. Ani ha'iti ben gedolei Romi. I was one of the gedolim. I was with the gedolim in Rome. Because Shemais, and when Titus died, patsu es mocha, they opened up his brain. Umatzu bo kitzipar dror. It was like some kind of bird. Mishkal shnei slam. It weighed 2 sela. The masnisa tana kigozel ben shana mishkal shnei liter. It was whatever different way. Amar abaye naktinan piv shal nachoshes. Its mouth was of iron. Tziparnav shal of a copper. Tziparnav shal barzel. What does that mean?
The nails were iron.
Kihavi kamayis, when he was dying, amalahu lekvule lahu gavra, burn me. What's the word? Burn me, not burn me.
Yeah. Burn that. Man.
Burn me up. What's that word when they do that?
Cremate
me.
Right.
Ule medabri ule badri lekitma asheva yami. And sprinkle my ashes on the 7 seas. What are the 7 seas? There's such a thing called the 7 seas, right? What are they? Interesting. The lo lishkechei elaha diudai. So the God of the Jews can't find me. The look in Medina and put me in judgment. Okay. Now, unkelis bar klunikinis bar achte de Titus have. He was the nephew of Titus. Yesterday, Rabbi Rabban said that Unkelus was the nephew of Hadrian, right? Of Adrasianus, which is Hadrian. So if you look, there's a little aleph, and the Gros says that he changes it to say Adarianus. It was the nephew of Hadrian. But the Gros changed it. The rabbi quoted yesterday from Badaz Kadim, who said that Unkelus was the nephew of Hadrian. I looked it up. He does say that. And as I told her about it, tomorrow's daf, the daf says he was Titus' nephew. So he said, so it must be a Girsa change. Sure enough, the Gros changed it. And what?
That's making it make sense.
Why?
Too late.
It's too late, right?
Ages on 50 years later.
Yeah. That's why Titus makes more sense chronologically.
Chronologically.
Anyway, but it doesn't really matter because, I'll tell you why. Boilab Gir, he wants to become a Ger. So Azal, Aske Letitus. Benegida. He brings Titus back from the dead.
Who, Unkelus?
Yeah. So does it matter who he brings back from the dead? So even if he's Hadrian's nephew, so it's 50 years later, he brings him back from the dead.
Is that sorcery?
Yeah, he's not Jewish. What?
This was an early Tana.
So you're saying he didn't live at the 10 times of the second base of the Mikdash at the very end?
He lived.
50 years later.
Hadrian was a Beitar.
Right. 50 years later.
50 years later.
So it couldn't have been, he didn't live then?
See,
he didn't. Unkus is, I don't know. Okay, anyway, Amalahu, Mandachashiv Bahu Alma. Who is, this is the top 10 Vart in Shas. Who is special in the next world? Amale Yisrael, the Jews. Mahu Lad Buki Bahu, should I become part of them? Amale Milaihu Nafishin, right? Amale Milaihu Nafishin. They have a lot of rules. Lo Matzis Lekimune. You're not going to be able to keep them all. Zil Igori Bahu Bahu Alma. Go bother them in this world. Make their lives difficult. Vahaves Resh. Then you'll be a somebody. You'll be in the beginning. You'll be in the head. The Xivit says, Hayut Zarehel Rosh. You bother the Jews, you become a somebody. Kol HaMeitzel Yisrael Nasa Rosh. Whoever bothers Jews becomes a somebody. Amalei, dine dahu gavra b'mai. What's your punishment, Titus? Amalei told him, my punishment is b'mai depasik anafshe, the very thing that I wanted to do. Kol yoma every day menachshe lu lekitma. They cremate me. They get my ashes. V'dainile and they judge me. V'dainile they judge me. V'kalile b'madabru asheviyami and they sprinkle my ashes on the 7 seas. Azal aske lebilam benegida. He then revived Bilam with some kind of witchcraft. Amalei, man chashev ahu alma? Who's chashev in the next world? Amalei, Yisrael, the Jewish people. Ma'alad buke behu? Should I become a Jew? Amalei, nah. Lo tidosh shlom and tavasim kol yamim. Don't seek their good things to hold all the days. Amalei, dina debahu gavra b'mai. What's your punishment? Amalei, shbeshichva zera rosachas. I am in boiling shichva zera. Azal askel benegida l'poshe Yisrael. He then went to conjure up the poshe Yisrael. Some say, who is that? Poshe Yisrael. Some say it's Jesus. Some say it's not. Some say it's just some sinners. It doesn't matter who it is. Amalei, man chashev hu alma. Who's chashev in the next world? Amalei, Yisrael, the Jewish people. Mahu lad buke behu. Should I join them? Amalei, tovasam darish. Seek their benefit. Ra'asam lo tidrosh. Don't seek their evil. If you bother them, it's like poking your own eye. Right? What's your punishment? In boiling Torah. Whoever makes fun of Chachamim, nidon b'Torah v'tachas. That's his punishment. Tachazi, come and see, ma ben poshi Yisrael, l'nevi umos ha'olam, elvdei avodah zarah. Look at the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. Okay? So we're going to stop here, but before we stop, so the question begs itself. He calls up Titus and Bilam, and he asks them, what's good, who is good in the world? The Jews. Should I become one? No. Only seek their bad, don't become one. So why not? They're in the Olam HaEmes. And they're in the Olam HaEmes. So in the Olam HaEmes, they still can't say what's right?
Yeah, it's the Olam HaEmes.
What?
It's still for them HaEmes.
What?
No, they see the truth.
They see the truth.
They see the truth. But they still for themselves can't lie. They're Roshan.
What do you mean?
They want the light. They see the light.
They finally see the light.
They want company.
The Kuzari answers. It's such a scary answer. The Kuzari says, because everything that you learn and everything that you are in this world, you take it with you.
Exactly.
And if you're this way, you're this way there also. Stay that way. You hear this? You know what kind of scary part that is? It's one of the 10 scariest, right? They see the MS and they can't say it. They can't say it because if that's what they were here, they're the same thing over there. That's an unbelievable part. All right, so today we'll learn today's daf Le'il Nishmas. Oh, I'm sorry. Tanya, Amar Belazar, Baru Kama Gadola Kocha Shal Busha. How great is Busha? Sharei Seiya Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Bar Kamsa. Right? Bar Kamsa was embarrassed. They embarrassed Bar Kamsa at the party. And Hashem let it all play out. See what happens when someone gets embarrassed. Right, listen, the obvious is a lot of stories there. We could talk about this daf for a long time. The whole thing is akasha. The root of it all is sinas tinam. Right, a lot of things went on here. Zachariah ben Avkulos is to blame. Everyone's to blame. The root of it all is sinas tinam. Guy comes to you, guy wasn't invited. Okay, let him sit there. What to bother you? Right, it's the root of it all. The root of it all is sinas tinam. No question about that.
Someone says he's going to pay for your whole wedding.
Exactly. The biggest enemy, I'd let him pay for the wedding. Learning this, we should internalize it, and Amir Tzashem, the Gula should come from here from here. Amen. So today we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas, Meir, Tzvi Meir, Ben Shir Baruch, Hizor Tzadis today, and the learning should have been Ilah for the Nishamas, and also for Chayab Lima Bas Mordechai, and Yeshua, and Shlomo Dov, and Yeshua Cohen.
And
Fru Shlomo Mordechai Ben Malia.